This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Farmer sentiment declined in April as rising input costs, tighter availability, and global uncertainty continue to pressure the outlook. The Ag Economy Barometer fell to 121 with weaker views on current conditions, declining expectations, and the lowest investment appetite since the fall of 2024, signaling a more cautious approach to spending and expansion. With two-thirds of producers expecting lower income in 2026, many anticipating higher break-even prices, the implications point toward tighter margins and increased financial risk. Soybean farmers are already facing significant economic headwinds this year. In testimony today before the Office of the United States Trade Representative, American Soybean Association Vice President Dave Walton says any new trade sanctions could add further strain to farmers' bottom line. The Iowa farmer says Section 301 investigations and pending trade action could make matters worse.
Yeah, so the Section 301 investigation looks at excess capacity of economies of our trading partners and how they might unfairly subsidize their own products. What we were asking is for them to look at basically the trade between ourselves and China and how tariffs that they put on other industries China retaliated against with tariffs on soybeans and how what the impact of that was on U.S. soybean farmers.
Walson says history proves that trade sanctions lead to more headaches for soybean growers.
I think the one that we point to most directly is in 2018 when the Section 301 investigation into China, it kind of sparked the first trade war. Our exports to China reduced by about 76% from 2017 to 2018. That costs the U.S. agriculture community about $27 billion. And, you know, we've seen purchases from China recently, but they're still just a fraction of what they were prior to that. So I think that, you know, going back to 2018 is the greatest evidence of what can happen. We're just trying to ask them not to repeat that again.
Brazilian soybeans are consistently priced lower than U.S. supplies in the world market, so it stands to reason South American supplies would displace some U.S. export sales. Walton says price is not the only factor in global trade.
You know, U.S. soybeans are a higher quality soybean, and they're preferred in the international marketplace. But there are subsidies from other countries, and especially within Brazil, that puts U.S. soybean farmers at an economic disadvantage. One of the things we are asking the Section 301 is to look at the impact of those subsidies within Brazil on their trade with other countries. So there's no one clear answer.
In other news, there is great anticipation of the soy community for the upcoming summit between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping.
We want to see that we're first and foremost in those discussions. You know, we're the number one ag export. And, you know, China is an important buyer of U.S. soybeans. So we'd like to see a return to normalization of the trade between our two countries. And we'd also like to see a commitment to purchases and not only just lip service. We want paper to be signed. We want ships to be loaded and remove those tariffs between the two countries so that U.S. soy can flow freely into China again.
The summit between the two world leaders is set for May 14th in Beijing. Finally, Walton says ASA is pleased with House action on a new farm bill.
I think generally, you know, most of the things that were passed through that farm bill were very positive. So, yes, it was a very positive bill for farmers. Now it goes to the Senate, and we'll see what the Senate does with it. But I think we're in a good place.
Walton says ASA supports E15, but has concerns about the impact of SRE exemptions. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern farm bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.